Right, let's bring in Mr. Will Ferrell. It's been a while since he's been here, but here he is. Oh, here he is. It's Will Ferrell. What a beautiful man. Look at him. He's like a bear and a man and a statue and a man, all in one man.
A bear man.
All of the above.
Yeah, all of the above. Look at that. What are you looking at?
Oh, sorry.
That's all okay. Right. Hi. Hi.
Hi. I'm fully operational now.
Hi there.
Hello, Chris.
You handsome, handsome man.
I look very American, don't I? My Levi's
you
jacket.
Do.
You do.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a nice look.
It's a nice, rugged look.
Yeah. It's, well, you're American.
And my voice is raspy from the morning.
I like that.
Yes.
Mm. It's good. Don't you get me excited.
I like the fact you're keeping in with security here at the BBC and keeping
yes,
the BBC security
pass.
Yes,
I keep my pass on. I don't want any issues.
I don't have one of those.
You don't?
No. Ask me why.
Why don't you have a pass?
My face is my pass.
Okay.
That's right.
Your face is your pass in
yeah.
life.
That's right. Well, and also I have a chip in my nose so I can actually
open the doors. Okay.
I had to just hear that.
What you do to indicate your face being your pass is you circle your face twice with your index finger and then point to your nose.
Ah, that was the technique.
Twice, you had to do and then you point to your nose.
You had to do that.
My face is my pass.
That's right. Wherever you go today.
That's exactly
right. One place today, you have to do that.
I'm literally, that's going to be the theme of my day.
Is that right?
I'm just going to walk in and go, excuse me. My face is my pass.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the day, you don't even say my face is my pass. You just do the circle.
And then if you're really in a hurry, can you just do it like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you get someone else to do it. Someone follows you.
Will have one of my handlers.
His face is his pass. That's right. So when did you get into town?
I got in last night.
All right.
From Moscow.
Wow.
Yes.
Give over.
That's in Russia.
Yes. Wow. That's in Russia.
You promoting the movie in
I got
Russia?
In from Moscow, Texas.
Nice.
No, I was over there promoting this movie. And have you been to Moscow?
No.
Any of you?
No. Never.
I believe it's cold.
Oh, now it's not, is it?
No, now it's okay. Hmm.
Oh, really?
It's
okay.
Hmm. It's not cold all year round.
I thought it was.
No.
I thought it was
seasonal, like the rest of the world.
I didn't know that.
Very jolly people.
Really?
Oh, a lot of laughs.
Very friendly?
Very friendly.
Yeah, but I mean, you did not want to leave.
Did not want it. Felt like I was finally home.
Well, is that the kind of place now you're thinking you want to bring the family there on holiday?
I think my children would love to be constantly followed by security agents. Yes.
Hey, how many kids have you got?
Right now?
Yeah.
At this exact moment?
This moment? Currently three.
What? How
three
old are they?
Three children's. See, I'm already doing the Russian thing. I have three children.
I like that.
They are 6, 3, and 8 months old.
Aww.
Isn't that adorable?
That's lovely.
Congratulations.
I'm already teaching them this.
And that's what the 8 month old is that?
I'm going to call them as soon as I get done with this interview and go, guys, my face is my pass.
That's
say
right.
that. Say that at school in the morning.
Right. The eight months and going to school and talking. That's amazing.
We start them early in
you
the
really
States.
You really do. You don't. No messing around.
Yeah.
No messing around. We saw the film the other day. It's great.
Thank you.
Now...
Thank you.
And I mean that.
Okay.
We laughed a considerable amount.
Yeah. You guys don't have to say it if you don't mean it.
No, we do mean it.
No, we do.
If we didn't...
What we do is... If we didn't like it, you wouldn't be here. You'd...
Or if we didn't like
Simple
it,
we
wouldn't even mention the movie.
Yeah.
We'd mention it
right at the
do.
End. You know, like on Letterman, when someone goes on to plug something, they talk about everything else but. And then right at the end, he goes, his new movie is out, it's Will Ferrell.
Right,
and you go, you don't like the movie.
Yeah, you've never seen the movie. Right, right.
But I've seen the movie. And I like the movie.
And you're coming to the premiere tonight?
No.
Right?
No.
I have an extra ticket.
I haven't been invited.
I'm inviting you right now.
Do you not have a date?
I don't. Well, I have several dates, but I'm happy to cancel them.
But I'll go with you, but I won't go on my own.
Come with me.
Can I hold your hand on the red carpet?
Come with me. Come in my rickshaw.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a rickshaw that takes me throughout the streets of London.
Do I need to dress up?
Dress up or dress down?
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
With that face, it doesn't matter.
Thank you. My face is my
Could
outfit.
You wear a cocktail dress?
For you, if you really wanted me to.
You yes. do it?
Yeah. Now, now, do I have to... Will you sit and watch the whole film at the premiere, or do you
I was
walk
talking,
out the door?
Well, I was talking with my good buddy, Mr. Adam McKay.
Right.
Who is director of the movie.
That's right, he's a director.
He's a big shot.
He's a big shot director.
And we were talking about how we'd love to see it with the London audience. So
right.
I think we'll sit through We'll sit through at least the first 20 minutes and see how it's going.
I'd give it half an hour. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. And then if people are walking out, we're going to walk out with them.
No, this is...
We're actually going to lead the walk out.
There's a lot of big laughs. You'll be surprised. Not surprised, obviously. It's a funny movie.
There are lots of big laughs.
No, I think...
Well, you never know. Yeah.
I think the London audience will
laugh. They'll appreciate it.
I think if you like Anchorman, you'll like this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of nice little one-liners and quick little gags.
Quick little gags.
I think there's also a lot of, for people who like Lethal Weapon as well, I think it's almost Anchorman and Lethal Weapon fused.
We're kind of playing around with the genre of the buddy cop comedy.
Buddy cop.
As well as we're taking a couple little shots at America as well. Satire.
Yeah. I love that.
Satirical.
Chicken
satire. They're going to be serving skewers of chicken satire.
That's right. Yeah. Tonight. It's a really good movie. You should go and see it.
It's in English.
Yes, it is. Even in Russia? Even in Moscow?
Well, no, apparently they dub your voice.
Right. Do they have the same guy dub you in all the movies in Russia? No, do different people do it? Or do you not know?
I have no idea.
Why not? Are you not interested?
I'm terribly lazy.
But would you not be fascinated to meet...
I would actually love to meet the voice guy.
I don't believe you.
Oh, I would love to meet him. I don't think... it'd be interesting to meet him. I'm not saying we'd hang out or take a trip.
Well, maybe. Guess what?
He's
all the
here?
Way from Moscow. Hello, Will! he's not born in Russia originally.
What?
Hello, Will!
Could not the same Russian actor guy... He could play every male role in all movies in Russia, couldn't he?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really written this down. This was just an ad-lib, but now I don't know where to go with it.
I'm panicked right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the film.
Yeah.
So, the other guys...
I am panicked.
Don't be panicked. You'll be fine.
I'm a state of panic.
No, you're not. You're not.
Okay.
Look at me. Look at me.
Where are you?
Here, look.
Yes. Now I'm back.
Okay, all right, good. So, Will Ferrell, who is here today, who's a very nice man, you can watch him on the webcam there, sipping his vodka. He plays Alan Gamble, who is a New York City police detective.
Yes.
And he's very much into the paperwork and doing it the proper way.
Yeah, I love paperwork. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's an important cog in the wheel of justice.
Well, of course it is.
Even more important than going out and arresting bad guys.
That's right.
I've never fired my weapon.
No.
I have no intention of it.
No.
Until I meet Mr. Terry... I forgot Mark's character.
Hoyts.
Terry Hoyts, thank you.
Oh,
Terry Hoyts.
Man.
Wow. Thank you. I enjoyed the movie.
Can I ask you a question, Will?
Yes.
Have you seen this movie? Be honest.
I'm going to be totally honest. I've never seen
it. Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's very good. Here's what you should look out for the premiere tonight.
I don't even know who's in it.
Okay, well, you're in it.
Yep.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch are in it.
The entire bunch?
Yeah, but they're like, they're cameo. In the background.
Okay.
And Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
And The Rock.
Right.
And Michael Keaton.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Is he in it?
I don't know. Is he in it?
Terrence Stamp.
Right. Are they... Yeah.
Who else?
Eva Mendes.
Eva, it? Yes.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley. Sir Ben Kingsley.
Sir Ranulph Fiennes.
Sir Tom Jones.
Steve Coogan is in it.
Steve Coogan. One of your fellow countrymen.
Steve Coogan. Have you ever seen Steve's British television work that he's done?
I have the box set.
The Alan Partridge.
In my backpack, yes.
Haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it, but I have it on me.
You will like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about that on the set.
Well, he was saying how good it was?
How good...
You know, you should see my work. I'm a fan of yours, but have you seen my work? I will give you the DVDs.
He's trying...
Do you have a rucksack? I can give you them now.
He gave me a rucksack.
With the DVDs in.
So.
That's nice.
He was thinking ahead.
I've also put in there a DVD player and portable television. and a power source.
And a portable power source.
That's right.
Yes. A wind-operated power source.
You might want to watch them in order. And then with the Christmas special...
Let me start the machine for you.
That's right.
Yes.
I like that.
The machine, which would be a DVD player.
That's right.
Okay.
But you can call it the machine. Why not? I like that.
Yeah.
So, it's a very good film. I think you'll enjoy it tonight.
I'm so looking forward to it. Because I love watching myself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
because I'm one of the best in the biz.
Would you cheer when you see yourself? Will you sit at the front of the premiere, or do you know?
I'm one of the few people who loves the front row of the theater.
Right.
I just love to get an uncomfortable angle and look directly up. Yeah.
That's right.
I bring a ton of neck pillows.
I like that. That's fun for the person sitting behind you.
And an ottoman.
Wow, really?
Yes. So I can almost recline. And then whenever I see myself, I scream at an obnoxious level.
Do you shout, "Yay, it's me"?
You should do that tonight.
I will do that.
Stand up and go, "Yay, it's me.
It's me!"
I'll also say, "There he goes again." "There he goes again." Yeah.
Couple of scenes. It's back to Sam Jackson and The Rock, and then it comes back to you and go, "Hello, who's that guy? Who is that?" And then shush yourself.
Quiet. Oh, quiet. Listen to him.
Whenever anybody else is on, you should leave and go and get more food.
I probably.
As soon as anyone else is part, just walk and get more popcorn.
You know, there's a bit with Sam Jackson and The Rock where it's a quite important kind of chase scene. At that point, start talking about when you're coming back on next. Well,
I'm going to say, I'll just say really loudly, boy, I miss him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. When's he coming back?
That's right.
Yeah.
You're going to love this bit where in a few seconds time, and then give it away.
I am just now aware of this heroic action music playing while we talk.
Yeah, do you like that?
Yeah.
Is it too distracting?
No. It's wonderful. Actually, can you turn up a little bit more?
Sure.
There he is again!
That's right. I'm glad you like our little theme.
Did you guys perform this theme?
No.
Yes, we did.
Yes. Yeah. It was me, Dave.
It's your guys' side gig?
Yeah.
We did the guitar and the drums.
And the strings.
And the orchestra did the rest.
Great.
Yeah. You like this bit? It's kind of like a western. On a horse. That's Radio 1.
Radio 1.
That's it.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom.
Not Radio 2.
No.
It's Radio 1.
Oh, I love that. Look, it's me again!
He's back! The movie's so much better when he's back.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then everyone is sitting around you will go, "Will's great, isn't
he's
he?
He's great. I wish he would shut up.
When are we leaving?"
Yeah.
So how long are you in London? Are you literally in or out? In then out? Not in.
In or out.
In or out. You're in and out.
No. Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Okay.
In and out.
Out tomorrow?
Out tomorrow.
Oh, so that's not good.
In today.
In today.
That's no good.
Back to Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I come with you?
Probably not.
Okay.
No, I'm just being honest.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Can you recommend any hotels in the area?
Because
there's
a lot of airports, a lot of hotels by the airport.
Yeah, but I'm specifically thinking around where you
where I live?
Yeah.
No, it's a strictly residential area.
Right.
Yeah.
The nearest Holiday Inn would be mile or so.
San Diego.
San Diego.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
I did that.
You're going to be more comfortable down in San Diego.
Are you sure?
Which is 2 hours south of Los Angeles.
Do you have a pool?
You know what? I'm not comfortable discussing that.
Really? Okay, well, fine. You can ask me if I have a pool.
Do you have a pool?
No.
Chris? Okay. Yeah. I do have a pool.
All right. Well, I don't want to know now.
Filled with gold bullion.
Is that right?
Yes.
But you don't swim in it.
Liquid gold.
Wow.
Which is so expensive.
I bet.
To keep it melted.
Sure.
Yeah. And you can't swim in it.
No.
It's at a molten temperature.
It'll burn you, wouldn't it?
You'll totally burn alive.
Definitely burn you.
But wouldn't that be a glorious way to go?
Well.
Burnt alive and liquid gold.
I don't know.
That's the way I want to go.
Is that how you're going?
Lower me into the liquid gold.
When you're ready to go.
Get the crane.
I'm going.
Get me up out of the wheelchair and lower me into
to
the molten gold.
Why get you out of the wheelchair?
You're right.
Yeah.
Do the whole.
It's probably easier to connect. That's right.
And just drop me in with a splash.
That's right.
Delicious splash of gold.
Right.
Gold splattering everywhere.
And your final words as you went into the gold would be?
Oh my God, it hurts. It's hot. Yeah. It's liquid gold is hotter than you'd think.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Don't go this way. It's a terrible choice.
I changed my mind.
I instantly regret my decision.
You'd be fried like a spring roll, wouldn't you?
As the doctor says, you've got 5 more years to live.
It's fine. I've got, and then you could be gold from the waist down.
Maybe. No. You think there's enough medical technology to keep me alive in that state?
If there's a possibility of having a swimming pool full of gold, then sure.
Then sure.
Absolutely.
Right.
Why not? Yeah, yeah. Why not? Everybody should go and see the film. I'll remind everybody at the end of the interview, but everybody should go and see the film The Other Guys, which is out now and is great. It's showing all over the UK and America and Canada.
And Russia.
And Russia
and Australia.
Yeah, but we broadcast to those places, so it's you can hear us.
And India.
And India.
Do you broadcast throughout the Commonwealth?
America.
Okay, well, we're on the internet.
Because I've heard you're huge in India.
We're bigger
in Mumbai than you are here.
I don't know if that's possible.
Well.
Because here,
yeah,
I'm huge.
Why are you nodding like that to try to convince me?
I have a twitch.
Okay.
And I can't believe you just pointed that out. Yeah. Very self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
Everyone should go and see. Now you're laughing at
me. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean that. That's a horrible disorder.
It will get worse. My headphones will fly disorder. Off. So you're here till tomorrow, and then you go straight back home. Then you're done.
Then I'm done.
Okay.
Then I'm retiring from showbiz.
No, you're not. You're not retiring. That'd be ridiculous.
What was the toast thing we were talking about last time?
Oh, it was the bread from Talladega Nights.
The
sponsored the
Wonder Bread. But we were talking about what was the British bread?
Is it Warburton's?
Warburton's. Yes.
Yes. Now, did you ever get any?
I don't think I did.
Would you like some?
I'm still dying to have the delicious taste of Warburton's.
Now, what you can have is, I would recommend Warburton's toasting.
Yeah.
Because they obviously have different types of bread.
Okay.
But it's the orange one, isn't it?
I would go for the toasting, very nice. I can't believe that your people don't supply you with traditional British bread.
It's been an issue. We've had a lot of talks about it.
You should demand it on your next movie.
I think I will. Thank you.
Pleasure. You're welcome.
Thank you.
What have you got coming up? What's in the pipeline? What's in the Will pipeline? Ferrell diary? Apart from me coming to stay.
Well, you're going to be down in San Diego, and I'll come visit.
Thanks.
There's a train you can take.
Thank you.
But we'll get together. Mm. We'll have dinner. What's in the pipeline? Let's see.
You don't have to answer it.
Well, I'm doing a wonderful ice dancing show, just myself.
Right.
And some of the guys from the Funky Bunch, left over from Mark's
group. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, let's see.
I wish I'd never asked this question.
I know. It's sad. I don't have a lot going on. No, I have a
Are you looking for work? Is that what you're saying?
I'm looking for work.
Okay, all right.
I have an animated movie coming out later.
Wow.
It feels premature to talk about that.
Well, let's not bother. Come back.
I'm here for The Other Guys.
Yeah, all right. The Other Guys. That's the movie everyone's talking about. Mm.
They kept the same title here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They changed it elsewhere?
Okay. Well, in Moscow it was like, the guys who were coming off the bench.
Right.
Yeah. And in France it was like, two very bad cops.
They do like to change the names.
Yeah.
I know probably everybody talks to you about Anchorman, but may I also...
Please, okay. I welcome any discussion.
I've never seen it, but I've heard it's quite it's quite big.
Friends of ours like it.
Yeah. And we've been told it's quite good.
It's fine. I haven't seen it either.
Right.
So it's one of the other ones I haven't seen.
Now, there's always talk of maybe a follow-up, or the last thing I heard was there is no follow-up so far.
So, well, the sad story is that we finally decided we would love to do a sequel. And then we talked to all the guys, and everyone was lined up to do it. And then we presented it to Paramount Pictures, and they said, great. And then turns out they didn't want to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Is
that your band also?
That's the losing music from Hope Speed Ready There.
Wait.
They said, take it somewhere else.
No, because they control the rights, so they don't really want to make it for...
Well, what's wrong with them?
I'm not sure.
Are they
stupid?
Not sure,
because the overwhelming support for the project,
right,
is
huge.
Is huge.
Yeah. Mm. You got my vote.
I know.
And Dave's.
And me. Yeah.
And Alan's.
And mine.
And Alan's.
Yeah.
And Sam.
Sam.
And Dev. And Dominic. And that lady in there with her hand up. And I don't know who she is, but she seems very nice.
Because I know, yeah. I know we just turned Sam around. Sam didn't want... He's not in support of Anchorman 2. And Sam, he just...
Sam's the girl you were speaking to, by the way.
Yeah.
The
brief dude. Did you turn her around?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought so
she's,
I thought
she's
she was,
a woman.
I thought she was a man.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
She's definitely a woman. Sam's a girl,
okay.
Sam.
Okay.
Just because...
So, you know what? Sam just got married.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
To a man.
To a man. Yeah. Okay, I thought she was talking about
right
her husband, and she meant and my she was, my guy, you know, the other man I
right.
married.
No.
No.
She's...
Yeah.
Sam's a woman.
Well, she's a lovely woman. I thought, God, she makes a hell of a good-looking woman.
Right. Well, obviously not good enough. You thought she was a man, but...
No, but I mean for a man... posing as a woman.
Right. Mm. No, but, you know, she really is a woman.
I can't
stress that enough.
She's a bona fide woman.
Yeah. She's got no...
You can convince yourself all you want she's a woman, but...
Alan, go and check to see if she has an Adam's apple.
No, definitely no Adam's apple.
All right.
Do you get bored from people quoting Anchorman back at you?
Oh, never.
Because that's all we've done on Radio 1 all week.
Never, because you have to understand that... that was a complete struggle to get that movie made. It took us 3 years to get anyone to listen to us, and the fact that it's now quoted and kind of beloved, we're tickled by it. Literally tickled.
I like that.
It's only yesterday that someone in our team called Matt was on the phone to someone, and we were setting up this interview talking about it, and the other person wouldn't give us what we wanted. And Matt actually said, hang on, it's Will Ferrell. He's kind of a big deal. And I think he meant it.
We just got word that, I guess, Rolling Stone is doing a piece on all these rappers who are now referencing Anchorman in their songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
brilliant.
Everyone from Kanye West to Drake, to all these guys.
And,
so,
and all the others.
And once you've hit that, forget it, right?
What are your favorite lines?
Because favorite lines are, milk was a bad choice.
Nice.
I want to be on you.
Mm.
Thank you. But we're talking about your favorite lines.
Oh.
See what I did there?
That was a nice twist.
Thank you.
I like that one.
I've been doing this a while. I picked it up quite well.
What else?
I like...
What are some other lines?
I like the rainbow.
The rainbow?
The rainbow line.
I forget the rainbow line.
Okay, so you and Victoria are on the unicorns.
Yeah.
And you love each other.
Oh, look, there's a rainbow.
That's right. And then she says, do me on it. And I think that's a lovely... It's a very beautiful line.
Yes.
There's quite a few lines, I'd say, in the film that you can't mention.
Mm. Right.
This time more.
Like what? Obviously.
Well, for example...
Yeah?
And...
I think they're fine. Well, I think Paramount are mental.
I agree with you.
And, you know, it could be...
I totally agree with you.
It would be a worldwide smash... You know, let's be honest.
And we also had this great idea where we would start it, we'd open it, we'd start with a Broadway show. I'm not kidding. We would do Anchorman 2, the musical, on Broadway.
Right.
And then from there, go into a film.
And they said no.
And we had Carell and Rudd and everyone ready to go.
So now, hang on. So if Paramount Pictures say, do they own the Anchorman brand?
Because they took over the company, DreamWorks, who originally made it. And they own the brand.
Yeah. That's not fair. How fair is that to you? It's not.
It's not fair. But that's it's completely unfair. It's the opposite of fair.
It's not fair. It's
unfair.
It's totally un. Which they were probably saying, California.
Yeah. Totally like, un.
Totally rad.
Oh, my God. It's so un. You're being so un right now. Look me in the face. Stop being so un.
It's not me. I'm taking it personally.
Well, Dad, I'm 13. This is un.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
No, I'm just acting out.
No, I should.
We were just doing it.
Okay. I know you have to leave at 9:30, otherwise people that I've never met before will get very upset.
They will bust in here.
They will. Well, they won't, because the doors are really heavy. But
they are. Why are they locked all the time?
To stop them bundling in.
They actually lock you in here.
To stop me leaving when
I get
bored.
Isn't that a bit of a fire hazard?
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Because
BBC One.
That's right. Radio One.
Yeah, Radio One.
BBC One is television.
Oh, right. That's right. Okay, sorry.
That's fine. Well, it's a
How's
shame.
BBC Wales doing these days?
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Back on track.
Yeah.
Back on track. They suffered there for a while, but now they're back.
Well, they did.
Better than ever.
Mm. And the radio and the Radio Wales, which, as you know,
sure.
is Radio Cymru. In Welsh,
of course.
That's right.
Welsh language, Welsh
done
station,
deal. Cymru.
Welsh title.
You should teach
right
Wales
now.
Some Welsh.
I'd love to teach you some Welsh. What would you like to know? Microwave? Sure.
Yes.
Popty ping.
Popty ping.
There you go. Next time you're in Wales.
Excuse me, my popty ping is on the fritz.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you putting on some bizarre English voice like Mary Poppins?
Everyone talks about Welsh being so. So
it's
difficult.
Not,
it's
it?
Not at all.
It literally is the sound of the noise it makes when
I'm
going to
run out and purchase a popty ping.
Let me give you something else. Alan's dad, who is fluent in Welsh.
Yes.
Okay. He's going to ask for something. Can you guess what it is?
Okay.
Shumai. Allai gael bastair bigail. Os gwelwch yn dda.
Wow.
Clues there.
I would love a potato sandwich.
Ooh, let's find out. Let's find out if you're right.
Okay.
Hello, can I have a shepherd's pie, please?
Oh, you're so close.
You were very close.
I knew it was food, because what's the main ingredient of shepherd's pie?
Potato.
And sandwich.
That's sandwich.
You take potato sandwiches and you just mash it in a pie.
That's right.
Because that's what the old shepherds would do back in ye olden times.
Allai gael bastair bigail. Os gwelwch yn dda.
Os gwelwch yn dda.
Shemai.
Shemai.
Shemai is hello.
Put it, warm it up in my puppy tea. <That's>,
wow.
Yeah.
That sounds so wrong.
Yeah.
But still, we've all got an image.
It's very nice of you to ask. I'll pass on your regards.
Please do.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have to let Will go, sadly.
No,
because
come on.
Well, if it's up to
this
you.
This is going to be more fun than...
You tell me when you have to go.
No, I think I got to go.
No, it's different.
But goodbye now.
Without them, they would have no job, whoever they are.
Oh, right.
Who's he? Who's that guy there?
That's Matt.
He's coming to get you.
He's coming to get me. Oh, okay. He's waving. Uh-oh.
Well, do you know what?
Why is there a bathtub out in the hallway?
Ten minutes.
Ten
more minutes. Oh, we've got 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
We're back. 10 more minutes. With Will Ferrell!
I can't believe it!
10 minutes!
I can't believe it!
Although there's a slight flaw, I've run out of questions. So, and I'm joking.
You know what?
What?
I changed my mind. I want to leave. I feel uncomfortable now.
Oh, fine.
Wait, you didn't answer my question. Why is there a bathtub out in the hallway?
Where else are you going to put it?
Mm. Doesn't fit in the studio.
Okay.
No.
Dumb question.
Right. What's Mark Wahlberg like?
This is the extended portion of the interview.
Yeah.
10 more minutes with
more
Will Ferrell. Sponsored by Poppy Ting.
It's Poppy Ting.
Oh, Poppy Ping.
Poppy Ping.
Poppy Ping.
Because it goes,
ping. When you want a microwave, make sure it's Poppy Ping.
Bing, bing.
Oh.
So you could say,
yeah.
And the jingle goes, Poppy Ping. Like that.
Poppy.
There you go.
Wow.
Nice.
Very nice.
Okay. I've got it on standby at any point. Mark Wahlberg.
Poppy.
Is he a nice guy?
Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Despite his tough guy persona.
Yeah.
He is he's a lovely, lovely man.
Did he try and...
I mean, he could still, you know...
Dance. I don't.
Of course. No, you didn't let me finish my thought.
I know. Well,
yeah.
I was trying to preempt you.
Okay. Yeah, he can still dance.
Sing?
If he has to.
Right.
But no, he could still, you know, get his way out of a fight.
Sure.
If he's in a
security.
Tough situation. Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
But no, he's a lovely guy. And he's great in this movie.
He's really good.
I mean, didn't you feel like you were surprised how well he was?
I wasn't surprised, no.
Oh, okay.
Why, Will? Why, have you seen him in other movies and not been 100% sure?
This is not coming out the way I want it.
Right,
no.
Okay.
Mm. Let's talk about BBC Cymru.
That's Cymru.
Oh, Cymru.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why are you reading this, by the way?
It's not your business.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, it says it on the screen.
Yeah.
It's none of my business.
Cymru.
That's your company.
Cymru.
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 Which is Welsh for Wales.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay.
So now
it all comes back to Wales. But Mark is great. Ava Mendes. Really great.
She's
a
beautiful woman.
Jackson, a little intimidating.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you not know all these people? Like, do you not have showbiz parties and you all get drunk and swap underwear?
Not really.
Really?
I'm too, you know, I have so much time on my hands trying to attend my my pool full of gold, liquid gold.
Yeah.
That takes up more of most of my time.
I reckon Sam would be intimidating when you first met him, but actually a very nice, friendly man.
He's friendly, but then there's always an undertone of intimidation.
Sure.
Yeah.
That he could kill you. And The Rock?
Lovely.
Yeah. Pussycat.
Total pussycat.
Yeah. I could take him. Yeah. Not a problem.
No, you couldn't. But but you wouldn't have to. He's not going to put you in that situation.
I might get angry though.
Yeah, you might get angry.
No fault of his.
And he would not be afraid of you.
And I would.
But you know what though?
What?
We don't even have to get into that.
No, sure. I'm not. Yeah. No, I'm not. We don't have to fight.
Yeah.
We're lovers.
We don't have to. This bonus time.
Sure.
Let's not squander the bonus time.
Am I wasting it?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Are there any questions that you'd like to ask us, Will, while you're here and we have this bonus time and opportunity for you?
We covered whales.
Mm-hmm.
BBC,
yeah.
How was your guys' summer?
It was nice, thank
Lovely,
you.
Lovely, thanks.
Yeah, it was good.
It
wasn't really.
Any holidays?
I went to Mallorca for a week. It was nice.
How was Mallorca? I've never
been
there.
It was very nice, thank you.
Yeah.
It's like an island off Spain. It's
right.
Nice. Yeah.
I went to Portugal.
Okay.
It's like Spain, but slightly different.
Mm. But connected to Spain.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard it's like the Tijuana of Spain.
I've never been to Tijuana.
Okay. That's the border town next to San Diego, where you'll be staying.
Right.
About you come out to visit me.
Are you sure, you won't even know I'm there.
You're right. I won't. I mean, other than
if
the
I
times,
stay in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to answer now. I know you did, but you don't have to. You don't have to answer
Let's table it for now.
Yeah. But I could be on a flight tomorrow. What time are you flying? I mean, I could phone the airline, sit next to you.
I believe it's like a 4 o'clock flight.
4 o'clock in the morning.
On Ryanair.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm quite surprised you fly Ryanair.
We go London to Rotterdam, Rotterdam to Lisbon,
right.
Lisbon to Mallorca, Mallorca to the Canary Islands,
right.
Back to Rotterdam. Then we go to Gatwick,
right.
Change planes,
right.
Then up to Manchester, then refuel in Nova Scotia, Cleveland, then New York, then we go down to Fort Lauderdale, Dallas,
yeah.
Back to New York,
yeah.
And Phoenix, then L.A.
How long does that flight take?
It's going to take 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
But... 29 pounds.
Hey! So,
yeah,
you
can't go wrong. Yeah.
And do you get any food? Do you get food and drink on there?
You get a hard biscuit thrown at you. Thrown at you.
You gotta keep awake.
You gotta keep awake.
Sure. And a hard biscuit will do it. Do you want to ask him about the reading the thing or not? Because I don't
you
want
ask
to.
You ask.
I don't, because this is your thing.
What is the
thing? I really owe you. Yeah. You're
this sounds strange now.
Coming out of any responsibility of this.
Yeah, I'm nothing to do with it.
Well, I will happily Uh-oh. Ask.
What?
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Everything's
okay. Okay. Mr. Farrell, we thought that it might be nice, because we were talking about Anchorman before.
You can't say, no.
Of whether you would like to do a news bulletin for us in the style of Ron Burgundy.
You can't say
I would love to.
You see? And then we could have a special...
No. By the way, I know. Now I can't say no because of the bonus time. Right. Gosh, if we'd not gone into the bonus time, I would be out of here.
Hey-o. See? What can I tell you? You were going to ask
By the way, how's the traffic on the M25?
Right now?
Yeah.
Steady.
Okay. But yes.
We thought you could do a...
Should we read the bulletin?
We'd like to do a bulletin with Ron and Tina. You being Ron and Tina playing the role of Tina as your co-anchor.
What?
Co-anchor.
Sure, I heard you.
Do you know what? I shouldn't say that again.
Not really.
Yeah, joint anchor. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
But how do I just start, or does Tina start with our broadcast?
You start.
I start. Okay.
Now you have what we call in the UK autocue, but I believe you would know as a teleprompter.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
But I.
And you
like...
don't think I would fit in your house when I'm bilingual? Well, whatever. Why don't you rethink those thoughts?
Once again, you told me I didn't have to answer you.
Sure.
About so I'm currently mulling it over.
Okay. Thank you. You mull away. Will Ferrell. This is very bizarre.
Very odd.
Because I didn't know about this until this morning. Dave comes in and goes, I've written something for Will in case we can talk him into doing Ron Burgundy, where he will do a fake news report with Tina, who genuinely is our sport girl. Dominic normally reads our news. He's the You'll Bring a Man behind you. But you know that. And I said, well, he won't do it. So I haven't read this.
And neither have I.
And so now the fact that you said, sure,
yeah,
it now makes me go, okay, so I will play the jingle, which
don't
will be...
knock my auto cue over.
Yeah, oh. You're going to knock it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, how is
no,
that?
No, we're good. We're good.
Yeah? Yeah.
Our auto cue.
Newsbeat. So Newsbeat is Ron's cue.
Is Ron my cue.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. This is very exciting, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Mm.
Jack, okay. Jack 1-2.
Yeah, 2 minutes. All right, hang on there. What, you double parked? Seriously. Here we are.
No, we don't. We took a taxi.
That's nice.
Okay.
Not a rickshaw.
No.
You ready?
Who are you talking to?
Are you?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Tina, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is BBC Radio 1, and now a special news update from Ron Burgundy and Tina Dehealy.
Newsbeat. Good morning, planet Earth, and welcome to the Radio 1 World News Desk with me, Ron Burgundy, and my female sports anchor, Tina Dehealy. First, though, back to me. And here are your top stories for today, Tuesday the 14th, September 2010. It's amazing we even got to 2010, isn't it? Regardless, space monkeys may already be living on Uranus. According to a new report out today, the findings support that the theory that there is other life out there in space that has been clearly seen by scientists with the aid of a massive telescope. The scientists from the University of Southern California now aim to follow up this incredible discovery by sending a mobile phone up to the distant planet within the next 3 months so that they can ring the space monkeys and find out more about life through their eyes on Uranus. We'll keep you up to date on that story over the coming weeks and months right here at the Radio 1 World News Desk. A Northamptonshire dog called Arnold has leapt straight into the record books this week by becoming the first canine applicant ever to be accepted into Cambridge University. The Border Collie, who's only 6 years old, got straight A's in his exams and now hopes to read English literature and classical civilization at Emmanuel College later this month. Asked how he felt about being the first dog applicant ever to be accepted into the esteemed university, Arnold said he was looking forward to the challenge, although being away from home for the first time was something that he was going to find rough.
Oh, dear, that's terrible. You really wrote a lot, didn't you, Dave?
Yeah. And finally, U.S. President Barack Obama has told the world that he hopes time travel will be possible within his tenure in office. Mr. Obama has said that a flux capacitor with incredible speed and power is currently in development and is making this dream a reality. He also... I'm so tired. He also went on to say that he would love to journey forward in time one day to see what life is like in the 22nd century and hopes that the notion of Barack to the future will one day be a reality.
That's dreadful. All right.
And now with your Lotus Club sports news, let's cross live to the Radio 1 World Sports Desk with Miss Tina Dehealy.
Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome, Tina Dehealy.
Dehealy. I'm Tina Dehealy, and this is your world sports news for Tuesday, the 14th of September,
you
2010.
You smell wonderful, Tina.
Thank you. And let's start with football, where Manchester United, Arsenal and Chelsea all look like certainties for relegation after a dreadful start to the season.
Absolutely dreadful.
And many believe
especially
that
Arsenal.
Surely paved the way for Everton to be crowned Premier League champions
anymore?
In May. Leeds United are also in with a chance of nicking the top spot after swapping leagues with Liverpool, who have now gone into administration and have been placed in the Championship.
Mm. Interesting.
Excuse me. Oh. Okay, here you go.
Oh, are you out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Back to you, Ron.
Oh.
Thank you, Tina. What are you doing after the show?
I don't know.
Well, I do. And that has been your Radio 1 World News Sports and Weather this morning,
what
Tuesday.
About the weather?
We don't care about the weather. Come on.
Okay.
It's London. It's foggy London town. I'll be back never. But until then, you stay okay, UK. Okay? I'm Ron Burgundy.
Wow. That was a thing, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Farrell, for doing that.
Thank you, sir.
You really did write a lot. I thought it was you might have written 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You genuinely wrote an entire
bulletin.
It was quite a
mouthful.
It was a a one-person show.
That's probably half the script of Anchorman 2, which is already, you know...
We don't even have to write it now.
Exactly. Lovely to see you again, Will.
Great to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
The movie is The Other Guys, which is out now. It comes highly recommended by myself, my good friend Dave.
Hello.
It stars many, many people. But the star of the show, without a shadow of a doubt,
is
Samuel
Mark
L. Jackson.
Wahlberg. Yeah, or I was going to say Mark Wahlberg.
Sorry,
yeah.
I did Sam Jackson. Yeah. Should we do Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
And the star of the show, without a shadow of a doubt, is, of course...
Mark Wahlberg.
No, you, Will Ferrell.
Oh,
it's you.
Thank you.
It is you. So go and see it. The film is out now, and it's called The Other Guys, all right? And now Will has to go off and do boring interviews where he talks seriously about the movie. We've seen it, and we said, go and see it. It's great. You're not wasting your time. But now, Will, we'll go and discuss.
Okay.
Well, the idea of the movie, of course, it kind of comes from the genre. So we like to parody the genre of the... And then you will get bored at some point today during an interview, and all you'll think of is this.
This.
Right?
Yeah.
And feel free to do that.
Yeah.
At halfway through.
My face is my past.
My face is my past. You know the idea... June, that's a great question. The idea of the genre of the...
Yeah.
Of the, and then that'll be great.
Yeah.
And then tonight, I'll see you at the premiere.
Perfect.
In a cocktail dress?
Cocktail dress.
Any preference on colour?
Maybe peach.
That's my favourite.
Something in peach.
I look wicked in peach.
With matching lip gloss.
Oh, you know me so well.
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Will Ferrell!